Today's Cotton Newsline is five cuts. All cuts are Harrison Ashley, Executive Vice President of the National Cotton Ginners Association. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Let me begin by saying that the National Cotton Ginners will have their committee meetings prior to the ginning conference. Those meetings start at 1:30 on Monday, January the 6th. That first meeting being the Safety and Labor Committee. And in that committee, we discuss those issues that deal with OSHA and their requirements and give updates on ongoing regulatory issues.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We have invited our labor attorney to meet with us during that meeting, and she's going to discuss some ongoing issues with the Department of Labor and also Immigration's Customs Enforcement. That meeting will also provide us an update on the latest in some of the combustible or explosive dust research that's going on at Texas A&M University.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The next meeting, we have the Air Quality Subcommittee, which will meet. As ginners know, when it comes to EPA, emissions from gin are one of those issues that we have to follow and monitor very closely. We have just completed our emission study. We will hear a report from Derek Whitelock on that study.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Gary Adams will give us a legislative committee update. Keith Menchie from the Washington office will discuss any proposed legislation that deals with regulatory issues. We'll hear subcommittee reports from the Cottonseed Subcommittee, the Byproduct Subcommittee, the Gin School Subcommittee, and that Air Quality Subcommittee.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The focus is on quality, producing quality fiber, and also on ginning bales as efficiently as we possibly can. We also will hear a report on ongoing work to reduce and eliminate contamination from our cotton.